The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
On a beautiful Saturday morning. Spend this segment here at Rosie on the House talking about earth fissures. Let's first start by saying, what exactly is a fissure? I'd never even heard of a fissure until about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, well, they can be very extensive cracks in the ground surface. And they occur in valleys in southern and central Arizona where there's been a lot of groundwater pumping. So the cause of the fissure formation is the subsidence of the valley floor as a result of groundwater being pumped out of the aquifer.
And they can occur extremely random. There's no real way to predict a fissure.
It's true. We can't predict them, but they're not entirely random. They do tend to occur in certain locales. And, of course, since the driving mechanism is groundwater pumping, that's where you're going to look, is in the agriculture areas where there's been a lot of groundwater pumping. So we're not surprised by where the fissures are located, but you're right that if you said to us, where's the next fissure going to turn up, we can't tell you that.
And on your website, on the fissure page, you've got this drone technology of a 2 mile
right.
long fissure that opened up in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What is?
Yeah, actually, probably opened up in 2016, but we only caught wind of it in 2017.
So that kind of answered my question. How long did this fissure take to open up? Is this something that opens up slowly, or is it a very sudden opening in the earth?
You know, they actually can open up pretty quickly. In fact, a single storm or two can really cause these things to open and extend. By the time we caught on to this one, it was probably 3/4 of a mile in length, and then it opened up further over the next 3 or 4 months in late 2016, 2017. And it's I haven't visited it yet this year, but it's a good 2 miles long and 15 to 20 feet across in places and 30 feet deep in some locales. It's a real monster of a crack.
And something that wide, it's not... You would think it would stand out, but I mean, you could be walking along and stumble across it.
This is on flat terrain. You could be within 15 feet of it and not know that it was there because the vegetation would sort of block your view. So they can be a little difficult to find. We use Google Earth quite a bit, and we know the areas where we've seen fissures in the past, and we'll spend some time zooming around on that looking for recent fissures.
So how often is that Google Earth updated?
That's a good question, but they're going through updates rather frequently. So we actually have a time series of that fissure in Pinal County that opened up in 2016, 2017. So we have a couple different shots of that.
And looking through the images on this fissure page, on the fissure it shows guys, you know, they're down there and they're studying the earth and the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that. What information are you trying to gather at that point?
Well, typically what we're doing when we're on the ground is we have a GPS receiver with us. So we are mapping in detail, almost probably at the sub-feet level. We're mapping the location, and we're making notes on the width and also the depth of the earth fissure. So we have a meticulous record of where it's at, how long it is, how deep it is, and how wide it is, so that if it changes over time, we can update those baseline records.
And what do you do when that happens? These aren't always out in the desert. There's images here where it's under parking lots. It's closed roadways. I mean, do you just pump a bunch of concrete in there and put the top back over and say, well, that'll hold till the next time?
It's not that simple. It is not that simple by any means. A year ago, the Houston Avenue over by Apache Junction cracked open as a fissure opened up over there. And so a lot of money and time was spent, almost for 4 or 5 months, I think, were spent remediating that and trying to mitigate that fissure. And the very next monsoon storm that came through in August of this year opened it up again. So it's not, they're not simple solutions to mitigate this problem. It takes a lot of thought, and you've got to keep water out of it, and that's kind of essential. You have to keep water from flowing in.
Mike, is there a difference between a sinkhole and a fissure?
Yeah, there certainly is. And sinkholes, depending on how you look at them, if we talk about the sinkholes in northern Arizona, we're talking about something called karst formations and limestones. When we talk about sinkholes in the valleys, we're just talking about an area where the soils or sediments have been moved out, perhaps by the breaking of a water main or something like that, and then the ground suddenly collapses.
And this is the wettest, from what I've heard, the wettest October we've recorded in Arizona. What does that do to these soils in these problem areas?
Well, what we'd be looking for, and Joe Cook, who manages our earth science or our earth fissure program, would be looking for is first hearing from people if new fissures have opened up or old fissures have reactivated. And then secondly, we'll go out and we'll try and track that down a little bit, take a look at the fissures, see if they've changed over time. We would anticipate that there are going to be some changes to the fissures in Pinal County and Maricopa County and Cochise County, where we really see the greatest number of fissures.
And on this website, it gives you an opportunity to report an earth fissure?
It does. You can always contact us. There's information, contact information for us. We'd be happy to get that. It is one of the struggles is getting people to report an earth fissure. If they occur, as such as the Pinal County, we only learned about that by reviewing Google Earth imagery. We didn't get any calls on that whatsoever. So those fissures that occur out in agricultural lands, we may not hear about. We may have to stumble on, but those that crack roads or damage foundations, we typically get a call from people, and we greatly appreciate that.
And where that could become critical when you talk about out in the ag departments is there's a lot of homes built over old agricultural properties in Arizona.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, since 2006, as a realtor or a landowner, house buyer, you've had to report if you have an earth fissure on your property. So the reporting is improved greatly, but you're absolutely right. There are some homes that are, you know, with fissures on their property, some homes that are being sort of undercut by earth fissures. So it's a problem where we've gone from agriculture and we're rapidly urbanizing an area where fissures occur. We're going to have to deal with those fissures in some fashion.
And looking at it, you know, some of these pictures that are showing a fissure, I'd be like, oh, it's just, you know, water washed out, whatever. How do you look at a washed out area and say, hey, that's just, that's a little runoff, or this is something that needs to be reported? Is there a size or classification?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Is there a size?
That's a really good question, and it can be very difficult, I think, especially in the incipient phase, to tell whether this is an earth fissure or just a crack as the ground's drying out. If you're concerned, the best thing you can do is probably give us a call at the Arizona Geological Survey. We'll look to see where your property is at. We'll look to see if there's any earth fissures around the area, and if we think we need to come out there, we'd come out and take a look at it.
And again, the contact information for the Arizona Geological Survey?
Well, you can reach us at area code 520-971-3688.
And when you look at this, the website's azgs.arizona.edu, and the Center for Natural Hazards, we get so... for lack of a better word, lazy in Arizona because we don't have tornadoes, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have the massive floodings, but we don't have the earthquakes that equate to a lot of damage, but we have all those things happening suddenly. The earthquake page on y'all's Resource Center, this time-lapse video of 1852 to 2011, it's amazing to see what's happening in Arizona.
We get earthquakes here, and we get probably 75 to 100 quakes within the boundaries of the state of Arizona annually. Most are not felt.
How many years?
About 75 to 100
annually.
That's within the borders. That doesn't include what happens in Utah or California or Mexico or Colorado that we feel here. That's just those events that originate within Arizona. But we get, you know, across Arizona someplace, there's going to be a felt earthquake or two every year. And so we certainly have the capability of magnitude sixes, magnitude seven earthquakes here in Arizona, and they can do a lot of damage.
And the location of the earthquakes, does that have anything to do with where we see fissures occur?
No, the fissures really aren't related to earthquake events whatsoever. The fissures are all in these valleys of unconsolidated sediments where we've been farming for the last 80 or 100 years. The faults that cause our earthquakes, a number of them are in northern Arizona, but we have faults here in southern Arizona as well. And, of course, in the Yuma area in the southwest, they're only 50 miles from the plate boundary, which is the San Andreas fault zone.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time this Saturday morning. I know 7 o'clock is early for a lot of people on Saturday morning, but probably not for Archaeological Survey Sciences. You guys have probably been out there looking at rocks since before the sun came up.
I haven't been looking at rocks yet, but that's my next stop today, yeah.
What's that stop?
Oh, I'll probably just go out and do a little hiking here in the Santa Catalina Mountain, take a look at some of the rocks.
Beautiful Saturday morning for that.
It is. So,
well, it's Mike Conway. We appreciate your time this Saturday morning and helping educate Arizona homeowners about the beautiful state we live in and our surrounding areas and the ground below us.
Okay, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.